install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. Young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates. Jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, a 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Dogs for Our Brave is a nonprofit headquartered right here in St. Louis. We want to save veterans from suicide by providing professionally trained service dogs to assist those suffering from a debilitating injury or illness. Our goal is to use rescue dogs at every opportunity, thus saving two lives at once. Our veterans don't have to take on any financial burden when they're partnered with one of our service dogs. Won't you join us in helping to save our veterans? Learn more at dogsforourbrave.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk.
What is this in here, like everywhere, about this virus?
Have you heard about this?
No.
Some virus.
It's something new.
You mean like the flu or the cold?
The chicken pox?
Cold?
You still think this is a giggle fest, private son of a bitch?
See, that's what we have to deal with here. That's our boss. That's Randy. That's how he talks to us. And you think you have a tough place to work. It's a wonder there's anybody still working here.
Boy, and it's a wonderful life.
Yes, it is. It will be again. Boy, we have... Folks, there's so much we can talk about here, and we will. And you can, too. We'll let you. Maybe you just feel better if you have a place and a little bit of a podium to just maybe share an idea or thoughts, as long as we don't, you know, drag each other down.
Right.
We'll start by welcoming everybody. I'm sorry, Limey, what?
No, I just said right. Seems my maybe, like, you know, give them a place where they can call up and just, if they're worried about something, get it off their chest, maybe feel a little bit better.
Yeah, there you go. And welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon on the 18th of March. And when I saw the date, I thought, 18th of March, I know that's not St. Patrick's Day. That was yesterday. No. There's something about that day. Then I realized that today is the day. It's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was a 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
All right, well, that's coming. March, April, May. That'll be here in less than 3 months. It'll be the 3rd of June. So we will do the Burke segment. Look. Before we went on the air, I was on the phone. Actually, I was on the phone. Then I was actually talking to Limey, and I mentioned something that was coming, and he said that he didn't think it was a good idea to maybe think about that yet or talk about it, and I kind of jumped him, and I said, well, somebody needs to talk about it. But and he was right. He's right. This is right now what we need to do. And don't email me and ask me what it was. We'll get to it later, eventually, at some point. But what we need to do now is sort of not gloom and doom and ooh, but we need to absolutely face the reality that this is something we have never, I've been around several decades, never seen anything like it. 9/11, totally different and not even close on the impact, okay? Just be prepared for what's coming, and be prepared to keep one other thing in mind. We're all in this. This is not something that happens or is happening to you, like a person who gets laid off without good cause just because you looked at the boss the wrong way. This is happening to hundreds of millions, make it billions of people. It's not just you and it's not just me. And we are, I don't know anything about Asia or China, those, but I do know that this country, we're the people who came back after World War II and thrived after World War II. We're the people who recovered from 9/11 and thrived after 9/11. We're America. We're the United States of America. And unless we decide to be selfish and fragment this country even more than it already is, we actually can come out of this. There's better news ahead for people Limey's age, even Tim's age, than people my age and older. We don't have the recovery time. If you are totally dependent on your 401k and you need it to come back, it'll take a while. But if you'll try not to be selfish, and I'm gonna do my very best to not make any of this about me, because it's not about me. It's about all of us. And if you're trying not to be selfish, and all that means is, think of a way that you can take this time off, because a lot of people have a lot of time off that they didn't intend to have off. And you may not be able to go to Disney World with that time off. You may not be able to go to a movie. But you know what? You got a lot of time now to spend with your family. And there's no excuse. You can't use, well, I just didn't have time to spend with my kids. You do now. Break out the Monopoly game that hasn't been open for years and sit around and play it. Watch some movies together. Spend some time together. Here's the other thing. Here's my other suggestion, and I'm going to take my own advice and do this myself. Starting this weekend, there are some things, and everybody listening has this sort of list of these things. Things you're always going to get around to doing. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to clean out the garage. I'm going to go to my closet and take everything that I don't ever wear and give it to people who are going to need it. They're going to need it. I got a closet. It doesn't even compare to my wife's closet, by the way. But in my closet, and you know what I'm talking about, it's those T-shirts that are too tight.
Yeah.
I'll wear them when I lose weight. Or the ones that are so big that after you lost weight, well, in case I gain weight, I'll keep it. So you're keeping like three sets of clothes, the ones that fit now, the ones that fit if you're smaller, and the ones that fit if you're larger, and 2/3 of them you haven't worn for 5 years.
What I've got is a bunch of just old pairs of jeans that, I mean, they're still in good condition. They're at the bottom of the pile, and I probably haven't worn them in like 1 or 2 years, so I might as well just donate them.
I stood in my closet yesterday, and I just started looking at T-shirts. My goodness, I must have 300 T-shirts and 200 that I never wear. At the time I bought them, I thought, that's kind of a neat T-shirt. I never wear it. Haven't worn it for years. I am bagging all that stuff up because we have time to do it. There's no excuse. So do some things around the house that you keep putting off, and spend some time with your kids and your parents, your grandparents, or go visit grandma, because you have the time. Lots of you will have the time. So use it, and use some of it to think about the things you don't need and start the preparation and put the wheels in motion to get it to the people who are going to need it, because not everybody is going to recover from this at the same rate. There are people who, look, here's the, to me, the biggest indication of how big this is. Las Vegas, that just, Las Vegas total is closed.
Fremont Street also?
It's all the casinos, all the restaurants, done. Hotels, closed. Nevada, the governor issued a directive,
wow.
Close everything. There is no casino. Think how huge this is. The last time Las Vegas went dark was for 17 hours, and it was November 25th, I'm pretty sure, 1963, for John Kennedy's funeral. From 7 a.m. to midnight, they shut down the strip in Las Vegas. That's it. This is the first time since then. And this is not for 17 hours. This is for a month, it looks like.
There was a statistic in today's paper. You know, the state of Missouri has 13 casinos, and Governor Parsons ordered them all closed as of midnight tomorrow. And there was a stat in today's paper that blew me away that said the tax revenue that the 13 casinos in Missouri pay to the state by them being closed, the state of Missouri, just from the casinos, will lose $1 million a day.
Mm. Wow. Oh, that seems low to me, even.
Well, I mean,
I don't doubt that.
Think of what it is in Nevada. Yeah,
right. Oh, my God. And here's the deal. To the credit of people like Steve Wynn and the Bellagio people, they're saying if this is going to be a one-month deal, they are going to keep paying everybody their full salaries.
Wow.
Here's a news flash. They can afford to do that, and they should do that. They're rolling in dough. Mm-hmm. Apple, I don't know what Apple's going to do or who's going to have to be sent home or whatever, but Apple in just cash, sitting in a pile, the number is something like $70 billion. That's some ridiculous amount of just cash that Apple has. So if a business owner is just has more money than they know what to do with, shame on them if they don't pay people while they're at home. It's not going to kill them. They're not going to be broke when it's over. Now let's also think about small businesses. I've said for a long, long time that a lot of people are under the impression that if you have a business, you own your own grocery store, or you own your own dent removal place, or you have a bakery. Well, they got their own business, like they're rich. No. The great majority of small business owners are not wealthy people at all. They're people who work their guts out, people who put everything they had on the line. They mortgaged their house. They sold off an insurance policy so they'd have the money to buy a bar or a restaurant or dry cleaners or whatever it is. It's all on the line. They're not rich, and they work harder than the people who work for them in most cases. So think about those people, too, because the last thing they ever saw coming was that they might lose that business simply because customers can't get out and patronize the business.
Wow, actually.
Which then brings me to this, priorities. Up until 2 weeks ago or less, there were two things that I was concerned about more than anything else. One was medical, and the other was station related and the future of the show, the station, when are the owners going to finally take over, blah, blah, blah. Those things are now in second and third place. They're no longer the things I'm most worried about. I'm most worried about this, as everybody is, and the effect it's going to have. And then one last thing, and then I'm going to let somebody else talk. It makes me sick to see things like this morning in USA Today. there was a giant tribute and a thank you to Tom Hanks for sharing that he had it, and were so thrilled that he and his wife were out of the hospital. And then they went so far as to say, let's all show Tom how much we appreciate him. And they printed the 10 suggested Tom Hanks movies we should all watch. Are you kidding me? We're supposed to bow down and thank a guy. Look, he's a nice guy, I'm sure. He's a good actor. He's successful. But really, thank you, Tom and Rita, for what you've done for us. What have they done? They got the coronavirus, and they got enough money that they were able to get treated, and they're out of the hospital. So we're supposed to go, oh, my goodness, how can we ever thank you? That, to me, is ridiculous. I'm glad they're well. I'm glad anybody gets over it who gets over it. But for goodness sakes, we got to stop paying so much attention to the wrong people and start paying attention to the invisible people, the people who, to most of the world, are invisible, but they shouldn't be to us. So, I don't know, some things to think about. And the good news here, if there's good news, is when we do come back, get ready. The stock market is going to soar. And there'll be grand openings, there'll be reopenings, there'll be special sales. Come on back. We'd love to have your business. Get ready, because it's going to be fantastic when it goes the other way. I believe that. And again, we're all in this. This is not about any one person. So don't be sitting around going, look, the four of us sitting here face the possibility that show may not be able to go on. Okay? But we can't. You can't sit around and just go, it's because for every one of us, there are millions of people who they're not going to know where to turn or what to do or what's next. We'll probably all be okay, because I think everybody sitting here is maybe a little more of a survivor than the average person. I know Dan is. I know Tim is. I know Limey is and will be, because he's got a good head on his shoulders, and I'll be fine. This is not exactly something that I ever or anybody ever could have seen coming. And I think part of it is it came so fast. It's like overnight almost. And a few people overseas have this thing they're calling the, and then boom, 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 next thing you know, woo, look what happens. So clean out that closet, get rid of that stuff you don't need, give it to somebody who will need it. And does anybody have anything to say?
As your director of research, I did some research on something you commented on.
Okay.
Dan, help me out with this. So okay. Apple has $207.06 billion in cash on hand. Okay.
I was wrong. I said 70 billion. Yeah. I was low.
Right. Now, the world population is 7.7 billion.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now let's do the math, okay? If Apple were to disperse its cash to the entire world population, Dan, they have 206 billion cash on hand.
Yeah.
There's 7.7 billion people in the world. That means every person in the world would get a check for how much?
$1 billion.
$3 billion.
No. Like 200 something bucks.
Actually, it's $28.67.
Hell, I'll take that $28.67. Well,
hold on, it's only $28.67.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Wow.
But here's the stunner. That number of just cash, just sitting on a pile of cash.
Man.
That huge. So, yeah, Apple should be able to more than weather the storm and pay their people who have to go home, so that when it's over, they come back and they still have a job and they didn't miss a house.
I walked in here today, and, you know, in the paper today, I guess Trump and Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Director, and Congress is going to issue people that qualify for them a check the week of April the 6th. And in today's paper, they proposed a $2,500 check for those that qualify. And then another check the following month for $1,500, and then another check every quarter for $1,000 as this pandemic goes on. And I'm like, wow, that's a pretty significant number for everybody. And then right before we go on the air, I get a news alert saying that now they're proposing it goes down to $500 a person.
Okay. Oh. And you know what? Here's the thing. It won't be $500, and it may not be the high side. It may be somewhere in between, but the idea that they're doing it is fantastic to me, as is the idea they are stopping, effective immediately, foreclosures, people
evictions.
Being evicted. Yeah, you know what? Thank you, United States government.
I've always said Trump is my president.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Whether you like him or not, he's everybody's president, and especially right now, he's everybody's president. And I watch these No, you know what? We're not doing this.
No, I almost did it.
We're not going to do it.
What's fascinating to me about this, Frank, you talked about with the speed of which all this has happened. What's been fascinating to me as a guy who reads the news three times a day, 4 days a week, is that literally something incredible is announced or a statement is released like literally every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Something new has happened or developed, or some big company is shutting down, or some state is shutting down. It's a never-ending story. I've never seen anything like it.
We will
maybe
stop
9/11.
This. Yeah. Well, and 9/11 was horrific, but it was completely different. That was other human beings,
and that was
attacking this country.
That was like contained in one specific area. Like there wasn't the threat of it spreading out.
It was single event that we had to recover from. This, we don't know where the end of this thing is. But here's the deal, folks. This is an incredible country, and I said a few weeks ago, look at the biggest technological breakthroughs in the world, Microsoft, Apple, and I went down the line, all Americans that came up with these things, that were behind these things. This is America. I don't know what the other countries will do or are doing. I'm sure our government does, but if anybody can put the brakes on this and head it the other direction, it is this country. And I don't know, and nobody knows how long that's going to take, but it will happen. We just have to figure. Here's the other weird thing I was thinking about. Let me go around the room. Tim, if you had to lock yourself in your house today and they said you can't walk outside for a month, do you have enough in your house to live on for a month?
No.
Okay. Liming?
I could probably make 2 weeks, 3 weeks, tops.
Dan?
For a month, probably. But I'm not sure.
I think we could go, I know 2 weeks, I think a month, and here's what I base it on. In the pantry, I like canned fish. Okay, I like oysters and kippers and sardines and canned, I have trout.
Yeah. Okay.
I got quite a few cans of that stuff, and I could eat one of those a day, and I'd live, you know, on some water as long as the tap water's still
flowing. Do they actually make, like, I mean, and I know obviously they do because you're eating it, but canned trout, is that a thing? Because you said this the other
trout.
Day.
Oh, no, smoked trout in a can, it's tremendous.
Really?
If you've ever had smoked trout as an appetizer, and you worked at a restaurant, it is, you know, it's really good. It's in oil, drain the oil off, it's smoked trout. So I got several cans of that stuff. Yeah, they're just two of us. Well, my daughter and her husband. Okay, 2 weeks maybe.
You know, I haven't eaten salmon since we went to Germany, because those Germans, they put that big salmon out on the ship and the head was still on it.
Oh,
and the
eyes
were, and you just dig it right out of its body.
Oh.
And he's looking at you while you're digging into his rib cage.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like
it. Europeans, they're sick.
Give me that fish. He's sitting there talking. Hey.
One of the things that my kids still bring up every couple of years is something I did in a restaurant, I think it was trout or something, but like Tim said, I thought it was going to be just like some fillets or something. It was the whole trout and eyes and things. It looks like he's looking at you on the plate going, hey, man. And so I'm staring at this thing, and it's all intact. It's like a whole fish. So I don't smoke, but somebody near us, this is how long ago this was. There was a smoking section in the restaurant. So I went over and I borrowed a cigarette and I lit it and I stuck it in the trout's mouth. So the trout on the plate looks like it's having a cigarette, just kind of relaxing, having a cigarette. And I called the waitress over and I thought we're in the no smoking section. This trout is smoking. And she looked down, and of course it's lit, so smoke is kind of curling out of the cigarette. I thought she was going to just die laughing. She's like, she didn't go, put that out, this is nonsense. She just laughed and called her manager over to see it and took a picture of it. So,
it's too bad she didn't say, but sir, you ordered smoked trout.
Oh, see? She missed an opportunity.
I know.
Here's the deal. The same thing Tim said about that big, and they were big salmon. They were like the size of a Labrador retriever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people, some people feel that way about it. You ever been to a pig roast? It's like the
Yeah.
Delicious.
And you're thinking, oh my goodness, look at that poor pig. But then you take a bite and you go, well, okay, this is pretty good. I can, because right. It is good. That's like the best pork there is. A pig roast. Burke segment. Anybody?
I have one more thing.
All right. look who's here, Tim Woodburn.
When did you get here?
You were talking about going through your closets and giving stuff away. I'm actually in the process of doing that and did that all day yesterday. I've actually got stuff on my driveway right now that Sunday night I'm going to put a folding table out, and I'm just going to. And my brother and I have an argument on this. If you put a sign, if you're trying to give something away and you just drag it out to your curb, what do you think will inspire people to actually grab it? If you have a sign on it that says free, or if you have a sign on it that says $1?
$1.
I think if you have a sign that says $1.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are trying to steal it.
Better yet, if you put a sign that says, please don't touch, my brother-in-law will be picking this up. Gone. Gone. Well, ask him not to touch it. Stolen.
His argument, you guys agree with him, because his argument was, you mind screw people into thinking that if you put a dollar sign on there, they'll think it actually has some value. Or if put a sign on that says free, they'll probably think it's either broken or it's junk or it stinks or whatever. So
I completely agree.
So I'm going to put a table out on my driveway Sunday night. I've got stuff that I don't want anymore. Things that like a bunch of stuff for sale on Facebook Marketplace right now. And stuff that I don't want that's maybe worth a couple of bucks. I'm going to meet somebody so I can make a $2 sale, right? And I'm just going to put the table out there Sunday night and a sign on it that says $1. I'll put a big rock out there and see how many people leave a dollar bill under the rock and take an item.
And I think they will leave the dollar.
They might.
I would.
Somebody just swipes it. No. Hey, and you just give me an idea. I actually own, not many, I have a lot of old shirts, T-shirts, whatever, but I actually own maybe 3 or 4 triple X shirts. Now, men, I think women's clothing are the same. And Tim and Dan, you know this. One manufacturer can make a double X, and it's fine. And another double X is way too big.
Right.
I have some XLs that are too big and some XLs that are too tight. And I actually have a couple of larges that I can wear. They're that big. So it's all over the place. So I got a couple of like triple X shirts at the time I bought them. Either they fit or I thought they fit. I'm going to contact like a tent and awning company and see if they need material.
Yeah. You know,
like for big
that works.
Tents and stuff.
I gave away 11 boxes of clothes to Goodwill 3 weeks ago because I finally gave up the 20-year fight of thinking I would ever be able to fit into them again. I had larges and extra larges, 11 boxes.